All right, Ms. Tina, would you come and share the scriptures this morning?
Good morning again.
Good morning, good morning.
Today's reading is from the New Testament, the book of John, chapter 14, verses 15 through 21. If you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. Soon the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Since I live, you also will live. When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them, and I will love them and reveal myself to each of them. These are the words of our Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Tina. The promises that Jesus gives. There's so many promises in this book. Most all of them attributed to Jesus. And when he promised to send one greater than him, he was telling the disciples. And they didn't know what was about to take place. They surmised some things, but they were looking for a different kind of Messiah. But whenever he left to go home to be with the Lord, they troubled with it. They were grieving. And like us, if we have family and friends that come and visit, you know, at the end of the visit, we say goodbye and all that stuff and kisses and hugs and all that. And that's what the disciples felt. It was painful. But the disciples were no doubt hoping that Jesus would promise to come back to them. Like we're expecting him to come back now. They were hoping and praying that he'd come back right away. Well, of course, we know that didn't happen. That he would come to them in a new way through the Holy Spirit. So no matter where they went or where they were always pleased to know that he was present within them. And we thank God for the Holy Spirit.